This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. India beat Pakistan by 5 wickets to win their 9th Asia Cup at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium in Dubai, UAE, with Tilak Verma taking them with an unbeaten innings that proved decisive in the tournament's dramatic conclusion.
And bang! It's over. It's India who win the Asia Cup for the 9th time. It's been a thrilling final.
The victory extended India's perfect record against Pakistan in this tournament, having defeated them in all 3 encounters, including group stage and Super 4 matches. President Draupadi Murmu has congratulated Team India on winning and wished for its sustained glory in the future. In a social media post, President Murmu expressed her heartiest congratulations to Team India for winning the Asia Cup cricket tournament. She wished Team India sustained glory in the future. Prime Minister Narendra Modi linked the India-Pakistan final in the Asia Cup to Operation Sindoor and said the outcome remained the same and India won. In a social media post, the Prime Minister wrote, "Operation Sindoor on the games field, outcome is the same, India wins, congrats to our cricketers." Bihar will get the gift of 7 new trains today, including 3 Amrit Bharat Express trains. Patna will receive 4 passenger trains, among which these which will ease the journey of commuters residing in nearby areas. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw and Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary will dedicate these trains to Bihar from Patna Junction. The Railway Minister will join the event via video conferencing from New Delhi, while Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary will flag off the trains from Patna Junction. This will be a major gift for the people of Bihar ahead of Diwali and Chhath. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the New Delhi BJP office at Deen Dayal Upadhyay Marg today. The inauguration coincides with the Navratri celebrations. Delhi BJP Chief Virendra Sachdeva said that the new office is not just a workplace but a centre of values where the culture and spirit of the party are nurtured among the workers. He called the inauguration a historic moment in the party's journey in Delhi. During the inauguration, BJP National President Jagat Prakash Nadda, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, senior leaders, MPs, MLAs, councillors, union ministers and thousands of party workers will also be present. Maha Saptami, the 7th day of Navratri, which marks the beginning of Durga Puja, is being celebrated today. One of the most significant rituals on Saptami is the Kalabau or Naba Patrika Snan or bathing ceremony, which holds a special place in the Durga Puja celebrations. Mahasaptami reminds us that inner strength and courage can overcome negativity. It is not merely a religious observance but a celebration of resilience, positivity and unwavering faith in the divine. The United Nations has confirmed the reactivation of sanctions against Iran, reinstating a list of 43 individuals and 78 entities previously sanctioned under Security Council Resolution 1737. This move follows the formal invocation of the snapback mechanism last month by France, Britain and Germany, allowing UN sanctions to be reimposed within 30 days over Iran's alleged breaches of the 2015 nuclear deal, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA. Efforts to extend sanctions relief under the JCPOA failed in the UN Security Council on September 19 and again last Friday, reflecting ongoing tensions. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Saurashtra, Kutch, Gujarat, Konkan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra today. Parts of Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Chhattisgarh, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura are also likely to receive light to moderate rainfall during the next 2 to 3 days. The Weather Department further predicted thunderstorms and lightning conditions in parts of Andhra Pradesh, Gujarat, Bihar, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, Andaman and Nicobar Islands and Sikkim today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.